This week on The Marquee, we've got a new twist on classic literature. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Baz Luhrmann is the latest to adapt F. Scott Fitzgerald's novel The Great Gatsby. Tobey Maguire plays Nick, a newcomer to New York City during the Roaring Twenties. He is drawn into the complicated world of Jay Gatsby, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, and his former lover Daisy Buchanan, played by Carey Mulligan. It has the potential to look fabulous, but an intriguing and exciting start gives way to a tedious amount of melodrama in the second and third act.
In the Tyler Perry-produced comedy, Peoples, Craig Robinson shows up uninvited to his girlfriend's annual family reunion, eager to ask her overbearing father for her hand in marriage. But, surprise, things don't go as planned.
Opening at the Gateway Film Center is hosting their independent film showcase all this week. 18 independent films encompassing many different genres, including documentaries, comedies, drama, and horror, will be featured. See gatewayfilmcenter.com for more details and showtimes.
Or for drama and romance on a budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see the latest Stephanie Meyer adaptation, The Host, or fall in love with Tina Fey and Paul Rudd's charming rom-com, Admission. But for my pick this week, I'll choose The Great Gatsby. The start of the summer seems like a strange time to release a literary adaptation by Baz Luhrmann, but I'm eager to see it anyway.
If you stayed home this last week to avoid the crowds at the theater, this might be the calm before the storm to check out Iron Man 3 before Star Trek warps into theaters.
Or if your plans for Mother's Day weekend don't include a trip to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Jack Reacher. In his latest holiday season thriller, Tom Cruise stars as an ex-military loose cannon who's called in to investigate a shooting in Pittsburgh. Based on the popular crime thrillers by author Lee Child, the story has plenty of action movie potential. In the end, though, it's just a perplexing mess of ridiculous characters, overdone performances, and some strangely slapstick action.
In Mama, two feral girls are found in the woods and taken in for adoption by their uncle and his girlfriend. Unfortunately, a supernatural force isn't happy about their move to a new home. The first half of Mama is pretty decent, but the longer the film goes on, the sillier it becomes.
Another literary adaptation, Safe Haven, is based on the tear-jerking romance by Nicholas Sparks. Julianne Hough stars as a young woman who escapes a dark and mysterious past and finds a new home and a new love in a small seaside town. It may offer a few twists on the same old Nicholas Sparks drama, but Safe Haven generally sticks to the typically predictable Sparks formulas.
If you just can't wait for Man of Steel, you can get your fix with the animated Superman Unbound. In this adventure, Superman and Supergirl must battle the aptly named supervillain Brainiac. White Collar's Matt Bomer provides the voice of Clark Kent and Superman, while John Noble voices Brainiac. If none of the new releases grabbed your attention, then be sure to check out one of this week's new catalog titles, including Steve McQueen's The Great Escape, Richard Gere and Deborah Winger in An Officer and a Gentleman, the 70s musical Jesus Christ Superstar, Paul Newman in The Verdict, or for something completely different, Gerard Butler's Gamer in 3D.
Well, since this week's new releases are more turkeys than worthwhile picks, I'll choose the classic romance and comedy of the Blu-ray re-release of Pillow Talk for my pick this week. The lovable cast featuring Rock Hudson, Doris Day, and Tony Randall is enough to make it worth watching.
I'm going to pick two military-themed films. First, The Great Escape, starring Steve McQueen, which is a great escape film, no pun intended. Second, An Officer and a Gentleman. It's been a long-delayed title that has had several release dates dating back to 2008, so I'm excited to finally see it on Blu-ray.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for a return trip to the final frontier. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com.
Until next week.
Where you been? Listening to rock and roll music and bad mouth in your country, I'll bet.